You a dog owner, dog lover? Well, dogs are a part of our family, have been for a long time. We love our little Bashan Layla. If you follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you know she loves that camera. I post a lot of pictures of her. And we like to talk about dogs and health and things and appreciation for dogs. I think every day we should appreciate. But specifically, we have a pet appreciation week that's set aside. Kim Gabeline over at Bill Jack and Bill Jack Frozen, of course, what we feed Layla all the time, with me on the line here to talk a little bit about dogs. Kim, how are you?
Great, Bill. How are you?
I am good. I brag on my little Bashan Layla. You take a minute and brag on yours, though, okay?
Oh, yeah. I love my little Bashan Blizzard. He's a doll. And like you said, they're so much fun. They love you. They're there when you come home and you have a great day. They're so happy to see you. When you have a bad day, they're there to listen to your problems and make you feel better. So how can you not appreciate them, right? It's a great time to think about how can you do something a little more special for them.
I always say 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 days if you're away. They're still excited when you walk back in the door.
They are. And, you know, we take that for granted, right? I mean, most of the people in our lives aren't like that, but our dogs are certainly like that. When we come home, if we haven't seen them for a long time, no matter what, they still love us just as much as they did the last time they saw us.
Well, you never want to take them for granted, but let's talk a little bit about appreciating our pets. And really, we've set aside a whole week for this, right?
Yeah. I love this. Pet Appreciation Week is PAW is what it stands for. I love it. And it's a great time to be able to think about what are some maybe extra things you can do. You know, I know a lot of us go out and we buy treats for our dog, or we might buy them a toy here or there. But, you know, I've got three ideas that are great if you have a dog. So, for example, maybe it's time to make them a little more comfortable at home. So maybe do they need a new bed? You know, sometimes we take it for granted those things kind of wear out.
Right.
Or maybe a new leash or collar. Or, you know, I know Layla's very fashionable. So maybe, maybe some new clothes, like a new T-shirt or, you know, something summer sporty for this year. That could be kind of a nice thing to do for them as one of the first things to do.
Sports theme around here is always fun. And, you never have to encourage us when it comes to buying something for a dog. But you're right. It's always a good time when you're out having a little fun shopping. It's a little different look or something, always good, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Good to have a little bit of fun with them. And a lot of times, you know, they appreciate it. Like, I know Blizzard seems to know when he's got one of his Indians or
brown
shirts on, he knows.
Right, right. I mean, they're good luck charms when it comes to wins. We're talking about Pet Appreciation Week as a dog owner, or you have a cat, whatever you may have. Of course, you appreciate your pet all the time. Kim Gabeline over at Bill Jack and the Bill Jack family of brands that care so much about your pet with us. Speaking of brands, though, let's talk about feeding. I mean, obviously I'm biased because we feed Bill Jack Frozen and different Bill Jack treats and things, but it is a good reminder. I think as a society, we're trying to think so much more about our health, Kim, and really it's a great reminder. Know what you are feeding your animal, right?
Yes. I mean, it's really important. If you think about it, just like for us, food is really that foundation of health for them. It's really the majority of what really helps them live a long, healthy life. And so it's really important to be able to feed something that, you know, you can feel good about, that you know is nutritious, that is healthy for them. And then, you know, also that they do well on. You know, you want them to have that energy, those bright eyes, that, you know, that running around and get, you know, having fun, you know, kind of a feeling, and, you know, and just looking good, that good muscle tone. So it's important to feed them a good food to be able to help them to do that.
Warm summertime, and I'll tell you what, Layla and I get back from an afternoon walk, and I love Bill Jack Frozen too, because we thaw it out in the fridge, and it's a nice cool treat for her too when we get back, and I like that too.
Yeah, it's a perfect time for it now that it's warming up, and so now that it's warming up, it's great to be able to come inside after a nice walk or after hanging out on the porch and being able to have something that is cool and refreshing when you're eating it.
Pet Appreciation Week, a time being set aside for us to appreciate our pets. Kim Gabeline with me at Bill Jack as we're talking about it here, and we thank you for being alongside on our podcast time, talking about dogs and animals. It, you know, when it comes to nutrition, for a long, happy life, know what you're feeding your dog, whether it's the regular meal or, I mean, let's talk about treats, because, you know, I know there's a whole long list of things that Bill Jack does, and they make everything with love when it comes to treats, and they're very important for training or just for every day for the dog, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that we want to reward our dogs with something that they get excited about, but that we also can feel good about.
Sure.
And so, you know, we really do that with our treats. We really want to make sure that they taste really great. We use fresh chicken liver in our treats, and so that really, I come home with a bag in my briefcase.
Mm-hmm.
And Blizzard knows. He can smell it. So I mean, they know that smell, and they'll get really excited. And it's great to see what they'll do for a treat. But again, it's great for training. You can break them up and give them in little pieces, or they're just great for everyday rewards, right? Just to say I love you, or hey, good job going outside and coming back in, that kind of thing.
Look, every dog owner does it the way they want. We have found ourselves, and I feel guilty sometimes. It don't take her more, but just when we go out for an errand, take Layla, and, make sure she's buckled in all, or just a lot of sidewalk areas. If you can go get a cup of coffee, enjoy a bagel or something, and have your pet with you is always good. And a treat's good to have alongside for that dog, too, when you're out,
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you just want to, it keeps them motivated. It also is a nice thank you for, hey, when they're behaving, you want to reward them for that.
Pet appreciation time every day. Hopefully you are appreciating your pet. Just a reminder about a couple things when it comes to nutrition and great treats, too, from our friends at Bill Jack, great partners and wonderful people that do care. Kim, I always say almost as much as you do for your dog. You're a close second at Bill Jack, which is what we like because you care about all the different products, right?
Yeah, we really do, and it's great. We've been in business now for over 70 years, and we're family-owned and family-run. We're right here in Northeast Ohio, and we always have been. And so it's really great to see that, we care so much about dogs. We love to hear your stories, how your dogs are doing. So it really is it's a fun place to be, a fun place to work, and it's a great kind of a business to be in, to work with people who care so much about their pets.
Already feeding Bill Jack, thank you. If not, give it a try, especially Bill Jack Frozen. That's what we enjoy feeding. Layla, and I know she enjoys it because the bowl is clean every time. I got to remember sometimes, did I feed her or not? Because the food's gone. Kim, all the best to you, and thank you, and the fine people at Bill Jack. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and get out there and do something special. Find out what your dog loves to do the most, and do that with your dog this week.
Pet Appreciation Week. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you.